Hey, good morning, everybody. This is the Spaceman, and over here joining me is the Halflings. Hey, hello, Halfling.
Hello, Halfling.
All right. Always a wise person. Anyway, this morning we don't have a regular episode because we've had a gap in our schedule, so we figured we'd talk a little bit about connecting with other people. So, Halfling, how do you connect with other people?
Well, for some people, it's a rather difficult thing. And it really depends on your personality as to how you want to approach connecting with other people. I don't think that there's any one size fits all. I don't think there's any one, this is the way you have to do it.
But the question was, how do you connect with other people?
Oh, me personally.
You personally, the Halfling.
I just try to approach people just as if they're not strangers. As if they're somebody that I've already met.
You're going to be melting people?
That's apparently some sort of villain, you know, superpower.
Well, but you are not the modern English.
But anyway, now you got me off track. But essentially, I just try to talk with them as if I have talked with them before and try to find some point of commonality, because just to start with, we're all human. So that's where you start, I guess.
Well, with me, I have to have an in with people. I have to have some way to connect with them, like a puzzle piece. It's like when I'm working a problem at my mundane job. For me to be able to tackle the problem, I have to have some way to approach a problem. It's like finding that weak place on the packaging where you can open the package that's sometimes hard to find. For example, the other day I ran into a gentleman who's also named Roger at the local home supply store. And he and I were very different people. We were different ages in our life, different ethnicities. You know, he was a truck driver. I was just some database administrator up picking up some wood from the home supply store. I saw his name badge and I came over to him and said, "Roger." And he looked at me like, you know, okay, I know this guy. Who is this guy? And then we started talking like we were lifelong friends, all because we had the same name. And that's kind of the way it is with fandom too. When you meet somebody that enjoys the things that you like, you immediately have somebody you can connect with. Now, you're not going to connect with everybody, because in every group, there's always going to be somebody who's a jerk or somebody who's just standoffish.
Or maybe they just don't know how to reciprocate.
That's true. Or maybe they're just a casual fan and you're like really hardcore with the intricacies of the trivia.
Yeah. I think it's probably easier within, you know, fandom community setting to sort of build those connections because you already do start off with some sort of commonality. Even though people can approach their fandom in different ways, at the end of the day, we're fans, we're geeks, we're nerds, and we all share that that commonality. But when you're just at your job or in the grocery store or what have you, you don't know these people. You don't know anything about their likes, their dislikes, what they dream about, what they're into. You don't know any of those things. And so it is more difficult when you're not in that type of setting. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, we've talked before about conventions being so important as a space for developing those connections.
Absolutely. I got a little story I want to talk to you about connecting. Several years ago, we were at the farmer's market in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I was walking, you know, minding my own business, and this little girl comes running at me, and she's pointing at me, and she's pointing at herself, and she's pointing at me, and she's pointing at herself, and she just didn't have words. And the thing that I noticed is that I was wearing an old school Doctor Who shirt, and she was wearing a new school Doctor Who shirt. And because we were both Doctor Who fans, we were suddenly friends. I mean, she couldn't have been any older than 8.
Aww.
And her mom came up and we started talking. So that just shows me that even being a geek in public can give you a way to connect with other people.
Oh, sure. I mean, how many times have either one of us worn some particular shirt, you know, that's we proudly display our geekdom and our fandom with, and we've gotten comments on. I mean, I'm wearing a Princess Bride shirt right now that says "Prepare to Die." It's Yago Montoya, and I've gotten comments about that. One of our financial advisor, he actually commented that it was the most quotable movie he's ever known. So, even, I mean, you know, he's just kind of this corporate type in the business suit or whatever, but he appreciated the fandom. You know, he had the love of the fandom. So you never know. You never know what's going to spark that connection there.
That word, I do not think it means what you think it means.
That's on another shirt, by the way.
So. Inconceivable. No, it's all about connecting. Even fanzine culture back in the day, where people would write these massive letters of response to articles and fanzines and just mail them to other fans around the world. It's connection. So whether your love is Taylor Swift or D&D, whether you like Lord of the Rings or the Song of Fire and Ice, it's a good way to connect with other people.
Yeah, and it doesn't all have to be the same. That's the joy of it. That's the beauty of it, is you can be into different things, you can like different things, or you can not like something. But if you at least can acknowledge somebody else's, you know, somebody else's, what's the word?
Interest, passion,
like, yeah. If you can at least acknowledge those, then all of a sudden the two of you have that commonality. Hey, I'm into this and you're into that, but. Yeah, we're into these things, but we respect each other, and we can talk about each other's likes and interest, and there's a commonality there. And like I said, at the end of the day, we're human. We're all human beings. We all have our likes, our dislikes, our loves, our passions. We all have things that we worry about. We all have things that bring us joy. And we need to be mindful that when you encounter somebody else, a perfect stranger, that person has their own set of all of those things. And if you want to connect with someone, find a point of commonality. Find that one little thing.
Like being named Roger.
Yeah, could be the name Roger, could be the t-shirt you're wearing, could be just anything. Could be the type of pizza you like. You know?
All of it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we're gonna be connecting with people next weekend. We're gonna be heading to RetCon in Cary, North Carolina, where the Halfling and I will be panelists on several panels. We'll get to speak with people at the convention and meet other creators and lots of authors. So if you're in the Central North Carolina area, you should consider coming down to RetCon in Cary, North Carolina, the weekend of March 1st, 2024. This is the start of convention season for us, so we'll be away at conventions several weekends this year, but we hope to continue to have episodes on most weekends. Next weekend, no episode, but following weekends, look for the Halfling and the Spaceman to come to you again to talk about wonderful things and to meet with wonderful people.
And again, conventions are a wonderful way to connect with people. And we've talked about it before. If you're an introvert, if you are hesitant about putting yourself out there, getting out there, take it slow, take it one step at a time. Try to just have a little conversation with one person. It really is just that first step. That's the crucial part of the journey. So, as Spaceman said, we're going to be going to several conventions, and it's a great way to connect with people. We're looking forward to not only reconnecting with friends and some of the guests that we've actually had on the show. We're excited about that, but connecting with new people and you know, spreading the word about finding joy in fandom and the things that you do, and taking that step to become active in your fandom.
Yes, turn your passion into creation.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely, Halfling, absolutely. And we support the entire fandom community. The way I look at it is that we have friends we've met and friends we haven't met. You're my friend until you prove to me you're not. And let's hope you don't do that.
Right.
That sounds like our guest host is meowing in the background.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, have a wonderful week, and we look forward to joining you in 2 weeks with a new conversation with a wonderful creator. And see you at RedCon.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Halfling and the Spaceman, Journeys in Active Fandom. If you enjoy our content and want to hear more from creators who were inspired by their fandom, please subscribe. If you or someone you know is active in speculative fiction or a related creator or maker who would like to share their journey with others, contact us at info@halflingandspaceman.com. Journeys in Active Fandom is hosted by Janet Carden and co-hosted and engineered by Roger Carden. Sound effects used in this episode are used under license through Audio Jungle at audiojungle.net. Music in this episode includes Fantasy Game Theme by Blue Jay Studios, licensed through Audio Jungle. Excerpts from Fluidscape. Fluidscape by Kevin MacLeod is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. Information on the license can be found at https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Opinions expressed by guests of the Halfling and the Spaceman podcast may not reflect opinions, attitudes, or positions of the host or creators of this show.